First of all, we have a baptism after Mass this morning. Madeline Shea, the daughter of Mark Shea the second. Too many numbers. During the baptism, well, first of all, I think you all are aware about the totius crotius indulgence on the Feast of All Souls, on the commemoration of All Souls, which was just a few days ago. But it also holds true for the Sunday after the Feast of the Holy Souls, which is today. So I encourage anyone who wants to, while we are having the baptism, feel free to make use of this chapel for the totius crotius. And the instructions are in the bulletin, if you don't remember them. But it's every time you come into the chapel or the church, you say five Our Fathers and five Hail Marys and five Glory Bees for the poor souls. Plus, in order to gain the indulgence, whether we like it or not, we must add one Our Father, one Hail Mary, and one Glory Be for the intentions of the Pope. And we best just leave that in God's hands and not quibble about it. But then you go outside, all the way outside, and then close the door and then come back in and say it again, and you get a plenary indulgence every time you do that. That's applicable to the poor souls in purgatory. Also, in this group of bulletins, we have included the Advent reading. Advent is only a couple of Sundays away. And I encourage everyone to follow these readings. A good time is before supper, when most families are together. But if that's not possible, then whenever it's convenient for you. But it's good to gather the whole family, even the youngest ones, around for this reading. And the father should do the reading. If the father's absent, then the mother. And as always, I encourage everyone to read these bulletins carefully, especially these last several. We're on part 11 so far, on Let Not the Winds Blow Out the Light. We're leading up to helping people who don't have access to a church or to the Mass as often as maybe we all here do. Our bulletins don't and aren't just written for everyone who comes to our chapels. They are now being sent literally all over the world to select people who have asked for them. And there are many people who literally can never get out to a Mass or to a church. And so these instructions, these latest series of instructions concerning home altars and home chapels are not to be taken as an alternative to attending Mass when you can. That doesn't mean that it gives me the excuse, well, I don't feel like coming to Mass this morning, so I'm just going to stay home in my little chapel. No. The little chapels, the little altars, are for when you honestly cannot make it to Mass, and for those who cannot make it. Times are getting so tough that it's becoming harder and harder for a lot of people to find a priest to go to find a little chapel or a church to go to. So we are encouraging such people, including yourselves, because there you can use them during the week or at times when you simply cannot make it to Mass. But I urge you not to think of them as an alternative, as an excuse. They are when nothing else is available. Also, in the back, on the back table, there are a few more booklets on how to pray for anyone who still would like some extra copies. Also on the back table are some extra booklets from October the 10th when we crowned Our Lady and had the wonderful day for her. For those who maybe didn't make it or couldn't make it, be sure to help yourself. There are many copies that you like. And for those who want extra copies, because they have some beautiful prayers and devotions in here. And we have plenty more if you run out. As I mentioned a minute ago, Advent is just around the corner, which means Christmas is staring us in the face. And it's not too early to start collecting little gifts to give our Lord on Christmas morning. Little gifts of biting my tongue when I want to slander someone, or biting my tongue when I want to talk back. I've been told to do something, or I've been corrected, and I want to snap back, but instead I bite my tongue and offer that as a little gift for our Lord for Christmas. Or I'm sitting at table and I've had enough to eat, but that last piece of cake sure looks awful tempting. But I offer that up for the child Jesus. Or I'm tempted to sins of impurity. I resist extra strong for the child Jesus. I work to avoid the occasions of such sins. Or I feel my temper rising and I know I'm about to blow. Instead of blowing, I offer the child Jesus the little gift of, actually a big gift, of controlling that temper. This may seem inappropriate, but if we think about it, there's one little item in the world that does more damage than anything else under the sun, including all the atomic weapons of the world. It's a tiny little thing, but it's guilty of 90% of our faults and failings, and that is our tongue. If we would learn to bite our tongue, even physically if we have to, but don't bite it off, but bite our tongue, we would find ourselves in a much better position. And that is one of the best gifts we can give our Lord for Christmas. We can bite our tongue when we feel our temper rising. We can bite our tongue when we know it's time to do a certain duty. And instead of grumbling about it, we bite our tongue and go and do it and offer that gift to our Lord. Or we find ourselves leaning over the gossip fence or heading for it. Instead, we bite our tongue and go about our business and offer that scandal we didn't spread as a gift to our Lord. And the list is endless. All we have to do is go inside ourselves, inside our souls and our hearts, and look for all these little gifts that we can offer our Lord. And then on Christmas Eve, we can walk up to Him and present Him this armful of gifts that we have given Him. And these gifts actually last for a lifetime. We can continue them on throughout the year. So I encourage everyone to get busy and to work. And don't become discouraged just because I didn't bite my tongue in this instance, or I fell into this sin or that sin, or I got angry. Doesn't mean, oh well, it's hopeless. No. That's when we buckle down, pick ourselves up, and go right back to business. That is what God is looking for. The love in our heart that makes us keep picking ourselves up, saying, I'm sorry, dear Lord, and then going back about our business. May God bless us all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.